We have a couple of minutes here. I alluded to this idea talking with Lisa Gilbert about the Matt Gaetz nomination. I think I know the foundation for the reason for it. And it goes into a story that I learned from Chuck Barris. You might remember Chuck as the host of The Gong Show. He was also the creator of the show, as well as the executive producer. A lot of people don't know. He was also there for each and every act performer that wanted to get on the show. It was his thumbs up or thumbs down that got you on the show. At the same time, as far as the picture, NBC made sure a member of their standards and practices office was in attendance for the audition. That's another word for censor, by the way. So if Chuck would give a thumbs up to an act that was close to the line, maybe over the line, tells them, congratulations, you're on the show. The censor would say, no, they're not. And that's how it all worked. So Chuck came up with an idea. He would have an act perform in the audition that was just so outrageous, so over the top. No way should they be shown on national television, and he had no intention of letting that happen. What Chuck would do was he'd have a totally outrageous act perform. The censor would say no, but he would put that act in front of a performer he actually wanted to have on the show, which might have been on the edgy side in comparison to the really over-the-top act that he knew the censor would give an objection to. And he would wind up winning at the end by getting the edgy acts that he wanted to actually have onto the show. So in came a couple of young girls. Their official act title was Have You Got a Nickel? Over the ensuing years, they've become known as the Popsicle Twins. What was their act? How can I put this delicately? The simulated oral gratification using popsicles. So they did their act as part of the audition. Censor was there. Chuck said when they were done, all right, girls, congratulations, you're on the show. And Chuck waited for the censor to say, no, they're not. And waited. And waited. Never said anything. Okay. You're on the show, girls. Well, Chuck didn't want to go back on his word. How can you say you're on the show and then pull the rug out from under them? So, show went on. Have You Got a Nickel went on. And the phones at NBC blew up. How heavy was the reaction to the performance of Have You Got a Nickel? That episode of The Gong Show, and this is a warning for Donald Trump. That episode of The Gong Show was only seen that day in the Eastern time zone. It got yanked. Pardon the pun. It was never seen in the Central, the Mountain, Pacific, whatever the time zone is for Hawaii. That show just went away, and, well, Chuck got a little vacation, sort of, for about a week. Now, he wasn't suspended. There was no original Gong Shows for about a week because Chuck was sitting in on a whole lot of meetings with a whole lot of people with a whole lot of titles at the NBC television network. So the warning for Trump with all that he's trying to do with this concept is be careful what you wish for because you might not like what you're going to get.